I'm looking
go ahead.
Also, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Chris.
I think I may be able to answer that question. That I've asked Bertold and others at WBAI about this line item, and what it appears to be, if memory serves, is that I believe WBAI subcontracts for production and engineering services. And if you'll recall, last October, there wasn't a lot of production and engineering going on at WBAI for reasons that everybody in this organization should be aware of at this juncture. So I think a year-over-year comparison in this particular instance is probably not really fair. What is probably more close to normal operating is what's shown in the current books, and last year was an abnormality, shall we say, probably won't show up at hopefully won't show up anytime soon. Hopefully forever.
Good point. Thank you.
Yes. Mr. Chair, if I may, just a quick follow-up.
Go ahead.
I was looking at the interest in the expense item interest that the AI is paying, $40,000 plus. Is that on the May big loan? Is it put on the BAI book? Question for Anita, I guess, or for anybody.
I think that's
I can answer that one too.
Go ahead.
I think I heard our call first.
Well, all right.
Okay.
Yes, there was the CPB payment, and that was BAI's cut, I think, was something on the order of $43,000.
43, yes, that's right. Chris?
No, I was kidding. He got it right. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Why don't you go ahead, Anita?
Okay. If you turn to the tab where it says PAM, Pacifica Affiliate Network, we've started to track those expenses and revenue also separately. Again, we don't have a comparison from prior year on that. And I don't even think I have anything on my notes, since this was a change to this year.
Sorry, request for information. Anita, did you skip BMW?
I think I was talking about it when the question was asked about something else. I'm sorry.
My bad.
It's okay. I think I was to the bottom line, if you will. The net income is, they ended the month at $65,136 versus prior year at $102,902, so a swing of about almost $38,000. Less, because this is on the black. Any questions on WPFW?
I have a question. You were saying the main expense increase was due to admin expenses. Is that what you were saying?
Yes, and if you look at admin and go down on the tab to
cash flow sheet we're looking at. The financials, 1031.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Admin, okay. Admin.
Yes.
What line is that?
I'm looking for it right now, but it's a...
Is that line 19?
No. No, not, yes, and line 19.
Is it 70? Oh.
I'm looking for it now, yes. 70 sounds about right. Well, that's the total administrative expenses, yeah.
Okay.
So if you look right above, you look at year-to-date, October, and then prior year.
Sorry, my...
At line 58, we were talking about consultants, TAMs, and...
Okay.
Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I'm just, it's a little slow to, oh, consultants. Oh, okay, okay. Oh, okay, all right. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
Yes, Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina.
For BFW, the other major increase from prior year to date to this one is taxes and fees. Could you explain that one? Anita?
Taxes and fees. No, I cannot. But I will find out and send you an email tomorrow.
I think, James, for the SAC, it's Nick.
Go ahead, Nick.
I think that's just on the wrong line. We don't pay any taxes and fees.
I wouldn't think so.
I think that is just a miss, but it's just on the wrong line, and it just needs to be adjusted.
Thank you. I will still find out, and if so, ask them to redo the right category.
Thank you, Nick.
It was, I just want to confirm with Nick, was that was for the interest that we contributed, right?
I don't believe so. I think that it's 2 months of office rent that are on the wrong line, because office rent is
due.
So I think it's two.
Okay, thanks.
Nick, I did take that dollar amount. It does look like 2 months of office rent, probably. Anything else?
Okay. May I ask a general question?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. Looking at KPFT, it says year to date under corporate match $50. So I guess that means that of the pledge drive that we had, we've only secured $50 in corporate match. I guess I should ask my general manager whether the company answering the phones, the service, is asking about corporate matches. But I guess I'd have to go into each individual one, but are the other stations having the same problem that there is, or is it just is it because it takes time to do a corporate match? I'm just wondering why this is so low. I guess I could ask from a development point of view whether the other stations have someone specifically working on this, and maybe if that's why they have more success with corporate matches. Just a thought.
If you look at KPFA, they have no revenue under that line item. If there is some, evidently it's being expensed or recognized elsewhere, like in listener support.
So we might not have continuity from one budget to the other, or from one report to another, that they might be recording it differently?
It's possible. See, we don't get to see any kind of documentation. So, and something for later on, I think in this meeting, the discussion of receiving copies of deposits would probably be helpful for us.
Well, I'm hoping that we will develop some more continuity and better ways to measure from one station to the other, because we can't learn from other mistakes or other successes unless we have this kind of information. like, I know that I spent, a couple years ago, I called the local NPR station, and I called them, and I was talking to a woman, and she said, well, I spend most of my day calling people whose, memberships are about to end. So she catches them before they drop off. And I would really like to know whether any of the other stations are doing that. And I'm just wondering who might be the best person to kind of look at the big picture and see if some stations are doing better than others in certain instances, doing some sort of analysis or asking the right questions so we can help each other. Just a thought.
This is the chair. I'm going to just make a little comment here. That's one of the things that I'm hoping to do more and more as we go into the future, improve the apples-to-apples comparisons that we can make, and also continue to give the accountants more access to our information. In my conversation just prior to this meeting with Anita, we brought up the subject of credit card statements, access to credit card statements, which they don't currently see. So that's possibly a motion we'll be bringing at the next meeting. And also getting these budgets to NEDA before they come to us. So when the stations have a budget ready to approve, send it to NEDA, let them review it, and then come to us, and we can have some of these things possibly worked out in that way. In this case, maybe we can do it after the fact.
Like if NEDA sees wide disparities or differences, they can ask the questions. You know, rather than, it would be nice if the executive director could work with NEDA, and if NEDA's not getting what they need, if the executive director could call general managers or could call business managers and say, get this, rather than having it go through some sort of committee process. I mean, some of this is just, process. It's not necessarily a policy. I mean, we just need to work better with our business managers, I think.
Right. I agree with that. I'll just make this one other comment and say that while that's true, but we don't necessarily need, as you say, to make a policy. We just need to do it. Start implementing that NEDA will start seeing the credit card statements and that the budgets will go to NEDA before. And these are things we can just do ourselves unless there are, general managers or unit managers that don't want to comply. Then we may need to ask the executive director to step in.
Mr. Chair, could I make a comment?
Yes, please, Anita. Arpo, you'll be next. Go ahead, Anita.
I wanted to add the reason that I think the budgets should come to NETA to us is for us to be able to write up notes, understand them, be able to ask questions of the business manager, the general manager, and then submit them to the committee for review. Again, you could still have the general manager present, but at least you'd have a narrative to go with the budget. And then from there, maybe we could start building some continuity, if you will.
Paul?
Okay. I actually have, is it okay if I ask a couple of questions, not on this particular report, but on some previous ones?
I'm sure if she's able to answer, she'll be happy to. Is that right, Anita?
Absolutely.
Okay. We discussed your comment about a tipping point a while back, and you said you'd write to us detailing why you believe Pacifica is getting to that tipping point, and we haven't gotten that, and I'm wondering if we could.
And you will? We actually have done a lot of work on it, but I didn't feel comfortable sharing it just yet. I just heard yesterday from one of the business managers, so I got some more information that I had not had before. It was really how they are trending on a daily basis. So quite frankly, I need to make that change to the cash flow, but I do have it.
Okay, so...
And as soon as I finish it, I will send it to all of you. I just want to make some observations to go with the spreadsheet. And the observation is when you the stations are going into a negative and when that is going to occur, what line item you see it, because clearly we have some in a negative position already. Again, what I wanted to see from the stations was really the outstanding payables, which we also do not get to see. Not just what they have paid, but also what is outstanding or might be sitting in somebody's desk, if you will.
I think it would be very valuable for us and maybe the world to see what exactly is... what exactly NETA figures is this tipping point issue, and, you know, those of us on the NFC see that there is a certain urgency regarding financial matters, and I'm not sure that others around Pacifica see that, and I think that the memo we were going to send us would maybe get some people to wake up about this, so I hope. I have a couple of other things here, though. We also told that there were people who weren't cooperating with the audit, and two things on that. One, of the 500 missing items for the FY19 audit, how many are still missing? And the ICFO is going to send us a list of who wasn't cooperating with the audit. So those are my two questions. Will we see that list?
I know that a lot of information has come in since the audit call, enough that George Walters with NETA felt comfortable in saying that hopefully in this coming week he would be able to run a fresh trial balance, if you will, to send to the auditors so they could start. So I don't think that the list is still 500, but I don't have a current count of it. But, again, I can reach out to George. I think we have another call coming up. Perhaps maybe in January where we'll have to report. But I'll get you a count.
Anita, could I add to your answer on that? We had George, as you know, to a recent audit committee meeting that I attended, and he explained... there was a call there for, where are these items? We want the list of the items. And it turned out that it wasn't 75, it was 76. And it wasn't 76 specific items, it's 76 areas of inquiry that he has as his standardized list of items to inquire to each station about. And when you multiply 75 by the five stations, and then you add in a slightly lesser number of questions for the other units like PRA and the National Office affiliates, it comes out to about an approximate total of 500 items. So there weren't 500 specific questions. That he was really referring to the 500 items that he asks each station. That was his explanation at the audit committee. He gave a very good explanation. If anybody's curious about that, they could go back and listen to that meeting. He gave a very good explanation.
Does the audit committee produce minutes?
No, but it's on the stream. You can listen to the meetings. I don't know about minutes. It's good listening.
Okay.
If you're into that kind of thing.
What about the issue of people not cooperating?
We're
supposed to find out more about who's not cooperating. But
well, I frankly, in open session, I'm not going to give you names. So I have to work with these people.
Okay.
Not a good policy.
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
Go ahead, Paulina. Before you go, Paulina, I'm sorry, Paulina, let me just advise the committee. We have about a minute left in this item. And we do need to get to some other items, but if we want to extend, we should do so.
Okay. James, this is exactly what I was going to say. We're about, we have about 2 minutes to time certain as well, correct, for the whole committee meeting?
No, no, not time certain, just the time for this item.
Oh, weren't we supposed to finish at 10 p.m. Eastern?
10:15, sorry.
Oh, 10:15. Okay, so, okay, all right, got it. Thank you. That's all.
Now, see, that's what I get for stepping on you, Paulina. You were going to bring it up. I apologize. Anita, do you want to continue? Is there anything more? Or is there anybody who wants to ask more questions who would like to extend?
I would like to ask just one quick question.
I think we can do that without an extension. Go ahead.
I'm not sure of that because I'd like to make a comment. So I would prefer to extend if you're going to give her a second round.
Why don't you put a time on it, Dwayne? How many minutes?
Well, 5 minutes. Which should be sufficient unless there are others who want to speak.
Okay. I have a motion to extend for 5 minutes. Is there any discussion or is there any objection?
Motion to amend the agenda is not debatable.
Not debatable. I thought that. Okay. Any objection? Hearing none, we'll go for 5 more minutes.
Chris Corey for the stack.
Okay, so we have Teresa, Dwayne, and Chris.
Okay, I just want to ask actually 2 quick questions, but I think they should be quick. Do you have any idea, can you tell me right now what the outstanding payables are on the tower rent at WBAI?
I cannot. Berthold did send me an email. I think that's the one that I had forwarded to you. And I'd like to be able to look at it. I think after I sent it to you, I realized he's not very clear on some things. But they do have some outstanding payables, and I think it is the tower.
Okay. Second question, real quick, is you said you were going to have information on the cash flow and when you thought we would, quote, unquote, drop dead.
Did
you send that out?
That was not my term, drop dead. I thought. But again, that was the same question I was asked before. I do not have a cash flow. Yes, it does appear that for one station, January is definitely where they go into a negative. But since I heard from KPFK that their pledge drive is going well, churning about 14,000 a day. I want to have the opportunity to revise those numbers to see how it impacts the bottom line, if you will.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Anything?
Dwayne? Were you done, Teresa?
Yes, I am.
Dwayne?
Okay, thank you. Actually, a comment with respect to some of the concerns and issues about compliance of station managers and whether GMs or IGMs or business managers. I would point out that I've pointed out several times, and I'll continue to do so, that when you have 6 IGMs and IEDs and EDs in a period of 6-7 years, you're always going to have the problem with communications, coordination, compliance, and just the idea of continuity. So I think that you will continue to find that it is difficult to have any type of continuity between your ICFO, your CFO, your NETA, and your station unit because it's predictable that the managers are going to outlive any ED or IED because that's been our pattern. So when you clean that up and you get and commit to someone who's professional that is not changed out every 6 months to 12 months because of politics, whether for whatever reason, you will then be able to put the foundation on a management footing that would be predictable and would be consistent. But because we get rid of folks for willy-nilly reasons, and we hire folks for willy-nilly reasons, I repeat, any organization, whether it's a for-profit or non-profit, that has six or seven IEDs and EDs at the helm, you're going to hear these observations and complaints consistently. So I'm hoping that the next PNB is going to find itself to remove its predilections for personalities and wants and I, and look at the foundation needs and give the next ED, whomever she or he is, a long-term contract and confidence and continuity to operate this foundation properly. Thank you.
Thank you, Duane. Chris, we have about a minute.
Okay. I just wanted to make a couple comments about the spreadsheet. Anita, I appreciate you you adding in the extra columns, which give a year-over-year review. I think it's extremely helpful in just observing trends within the organization. There's the matter of having our 6-month look-back periods, which seems to have been completely dropped over the last couple of months. I'm not sure why that happened, but James, you used to have something at the beginning of the meetings about this too, about stations being responsible for submitting budget balancing suggestions when they were showing losses for the last 6 months, and that's no longer part of your standard procedure.
No, it's still there. It's still
is
there.
It there?
I just
okay.
I don't read it every time. It's
you just don't
there.
Read it. You just don't
it's
read
still
it.
Been
okay,
there.
My apologies.
Still there.
My
don't
apologies.
Worry.
Okay. So, but the spreadsheets don't contain it, and I don't think that that's actually been standard practice for Anita. So I'll do the I'll take the liberty of providing those extra columns for the NFC and sending it around at the earliest opportunity.
And Chris, we can talk about it. Actually, I think we dropped it only because it wasn't giving us enough detail, if you will.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
That's all. I it was just general comments. I don't actually have questions. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Anita, do you have anything more that you think we need to know right now?
Not right now. Thank you, sir.
Okay. We are now, by my clock, at 7 minutes after 10. The next item is for 10 minutes. I'm going to ask, because it's important, that we vote now to extend the meeting until 10:17 so that we can give this item the full 10 minutes. It's the schedule, budget presentations, and review item. And I'll just say, unfortunately, we have not gotten, again, to the central services formula. And if we keep going on like this in our meetings, we're going to have to schedule extra meetings to review these budgets, because it is complicated. You know, it means going line by line over things, and it is our responsibility. And so we're going to need to get to it. So I hope everybody will be willing to bite the bullet and get down to work, and also, you know, schedule some extra sessions. Let's go now
to extend 10:17.
Oh yes. Thank you. Go ahead. Yes.
No objection.
Okay. So the item is scheduling budget presentations and review. As we know, we've got budgets from KPFA, WPFW, WBAI. We now have one for the national office. We have one for the affiliates, and I believe we have one for PRA. So we need now to start looking at them in detail. And Anita is going to be helping us with that. Anita, do you have any preference? And we have two choices. We can do anything we want, but we can take them in the order we received them. We can take them at the convenience of the presenters. We're going to need to go back and see who, other than the treasurers, if it's the treasurer, I guess that's okay. But if we're going to have other people, like business managers and general managers, which is preferable, in addition, not in instead of the treasurers, the more eyes and voices we have on it, the better. We're going to need to consult with them and see when they're available. So I'm just going to open this up for discussion, see if we have any volunteers, and see where we are. Anybody have anything to suggest or add?
Our Paul?
Go ahead, Our Paul.
How about we, if I don't know if this is possible, how about we look at whatever budget of whatever unit, oh, I hate calling them units, but at whatever budget of whatever entity within Pacifica looks like it's going to be the easiest, and just get that out of the way and maybe stack them up that way. If we know that there are going to be some thorny ones, put those later on and get the easy ones out of the way. That way something gets done, and otherwise we can clog everything up with everybody waiting for extra time while we go through some possibly very difficult budgets for stations. It's a thought. Maybe it's not even possible.
Thank you, R. Paul. And I have to say I had that same thought, which I discussed with Anita. Anyone else?
This is
Anita
Nick Arena.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nick. Ah, yes, Nick.
thanks, James.
I was thinking of you when I was saying that.
I would suggest that the stations that are being closely managed and supported by NEDA and whose budgets have been reviewed and approved by NEDA, that those be the budgets that get the quickest review. And that, you know, if that has happened, then that should be known to the NFC, and that we can move through those budgets much more quickly.
Nick, I'm going to ask if we can turn that into a question for Anita, because I'm not clear that they have reviewed these budgets in detail. Anita, what's the situation there?
We have not, but I could very easily have them to you next week. That will allow me time to build the narrative, which is really what I wanted to do. In other words, the narrative is really, if I'm not sure what it is, I'd like to have the opportunity to ask the business manager or the general manager to explain, to make sure that we have clarity on it.
I was thinking that some of the smaller budgets, like perhaps PRA or even the affiliates, might be some possibly less complicated, easier ones to get us into the momentum, into the role of doing this. Do you have any opinion on that, Anita?
Yes, that would have worked fine for me.
Of course, as you may have guessed from what I was saying earlier, I was also thinking of Nick, because I did attend one of their finance committee meetings, and it was very orderly. I thought their process was good. And I have a feeling that my impression was that they have their ducks in a row, and it might be a good model for us to work from. Do you have any comment on that, Nick?
No, I'd be happy to, James. Anything that makes this go more smoothly and quickly, I support.
Good. Well, let's hold that in reservation while we ask Anita to review this. And Anita, I guess if you could get that to me next week, then perhaps we don't need to decide right now which one to do or which one to ask for presentations from. And then I could do that after you make a suggestion. Then we could go to that station and ask them if they can be ready. Is a week's time enough time for the presenters? I mean, I imagine they already created the budget. They should be ready to present it. That's for Anita. Sorry.
I would think so, quite frankly. I will have them to you by early next week.
Is that Chris acceptable to the committee? Or do we? Just one second, Chris. I want to ask, with taking whatever Chris's question is into account, I'll say I won't ask now, but I'm going to ask eventually, is that acceptable to the committee, or would the committee rather vote on having one or another particular budget come first? Go ahead, Chris.
I was just going to suggest that I think it would be appropriate if you have the time and energy for it, especially for you two to work together to try and sort this out, because both of you have oversight. You have oversight for the committee. Anita has oversight for the entire organization. I think it makes sense for you two to work together and coordinate which budget should be presented first. It's kind of a little bit this sort of arcane mechanical level of functioning for the NFC is a little bit, I think, above the committee level. That's just my opinion, but I think it would be very appropriate for you two to work together to try and sort that out.
Well, thank you for that vote of confidence, which I'm going to interpret it as. And I will ask if anyone else. Thank you. I would ask, does anybody else have any thoughts about that? I don't want anyone in the committee to think we're taking their prerogatives in any way. And of course, this is going to, anything we come up with is going to be subject to the presenters being available and prepared. You know, it has to fit into their schedules as well. Anybody else on this subject? Hearing none, I think, can I assume then that the committee is okay with Chris's suggestion? Hearing no objection, I'm going to ask Anita if she's okay with that suggestion.
That's perfect for me.
I think we had talked about that possibility in a roundabout way. So, yes, so we'll do that. And Anita, do you think we can commit, like, within a week's time, we can pick one, and that way we can pick one, two, and three, and then go through that list of preferences and see whose schedule we can accommodate?
Yes, that'll be fine.
Great. Okay. We now have 2 minutes left by my clock. Our Paul. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Fast question. Anita, can I append your narrative to the end of the minutes of this meeting?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
R. Paul, this is a question for you. The next item is the central services formula, which is 45 minutes. The item after that was to get a report from the stations on their budget timeline progress, which is just a couple of minutes, KPFT and KPFK only. Is it appropriate to – I mean, I know we would have to get a vote on it and get a two-thirds vote. So I guess what I need to know is, can we skip over number 7 and go to 8 and get a quick response?
Ask if there's any objection to going to the next thing.
Thank you.
Going to the thing you want to go to.
I thought of that as I was saying it. Thank you. You're right. Is there any objection to skipping number 7 and going directly to number 8?
I don't have an objection as long as that's merely a postponement.
Yes. Well, then we have to have a continuation meeting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for the clarification.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. We have to get to that, Chris, no doubt. So, all right. So we'll go on to number 8. And so KPFT and KPFK, does anyone have a report on where you stand in your budget timeline? Has anything moved? Is it possible that we're going to see progress? Or should we begin to think about just putting something together, taking whatever the general managers produce and working from there, which I think is the alternative?
I don't mind taking a stab at KPFT.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
With respect to KPFT and the politics of the LSB and the local station finance committee, given that this is December, certainly not likely that any progress is going to be made, because we will be reconfiguring the committee in an election within the next few days or certainly within the next 20, 30 days. So, no, I don't anticipate any further action.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead, Teresa. Was there anybody else? Was there somebody before you? Was there anybody else after Dwayne? I thought I heard another voice. Hearing no one now. Go ahead, Teresa.
I really would like to have a budget, and I would like to have a good conversation about the budget. And the LSB has passed a motion and sent it to the IED regarding matters that would affect the budget. Of course, we are waiting on a decision regarding a new general manager. But I mean, if a finance, I'm not the chair of the finance committee, and I am available to meet at any time, and I have not heard anyone say they would not meet. I'm waiting for the chair of the committee to say, hey, let's meet. And if so, I would certainly, you know, I'd meet all day Saturday if necessary. But if we cannot come up with a budget, I hope that the Finance Committee will be as strict as possible on us and call us to task, because I don't think there seems to be much activity for generating income, and there doesn't seem to be enough activity to reduce our expenses. So please help us.
Dwayne Beck.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, clearly, the member left out the fact that we have had two LSB meetings since this has been discussed at this level with this committee, and mm-hmm. not one iota of leadership from the chair of the LSB or from the treasurer, for that matter, because the meetings were consumed of other things. Now, you can look at the agenda of the KPFT LSB and indicate that, by reasonable observation, that the 2021 budget was not a priority, because I repeat,
that's not true.
We've had two meetings. Excuse me, ma'am. I did not interrupt you. Will you give me the mm-hmm. decency of not interrupting me?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, if I am incorrect, read the record, and you will see that there was, if any time spent, very, very little time, the last two LSB meetings. And I would venture to say that because of this being a broadcasted meeting, it may take some priority tomorrow at our LSB meeting, but the proposed agenda certainly doesn't, as it is tonight. So I think the games are being played about the comments that the previous speaker made, but they're not correct. They're not accurate. This finance chair of the KPFT Finance Committee sent out an email last week asking for a conference, asking for those to confer about a meeting date. So this member is totally incorrect and out of order of saying that this finance chair has not attempted to. But the larger point is this, is that cutting a budget is what this previous speaker just mentioned. How are you going to cut something that's already at the bone, that's already been cut down to three employees? When I joined the foundation and a local committee, we had 21 employees 10 years ago. So I think that in itself speaks to the politics that's going on. And so I think we should, by the members' own admission, which I suggested 2 or 3 months ago, this committee should take on that responsibility. And I repeat, because of the politics. And even when and if we get a new GM, that person is going to find himself or herself, I think it's safe to say himself, in a situation that is untenable and will not be able to come up with a budget within this committee's new reconfiguration. And when this committee meet in January and February, we still will be at that point that we need to take action. So I think we have enough information, and certainly I know enough, if the treasurer doesn't know enough, to make a budget, because the fact of the matter is we've had a declination, a diminishing of return for whatever reason. I will finally say this and yield back, that we've had six IGMs. I'm getting confused because the Pacifica National level operates with the dysfunction at the same level that KPFT has, and I didn't say that in my previous point. But we've had six IGMs in the last 5 years. And when you have that, and then when you get one that's in place for 11 months, and you continually blame and say they're not raising money, they're not doing this, this decline occurred from the previous GM, which was 5 years ago, and it was starting 15 years ago, and it wasn't such an urgency. Now it's an urgency. But I will repeat by saying we should take the action. I don't anticipate or expect our chair of our board, who's indicated she does not want to be chair again. I do not indicate that it will be a priority at tomorrow's meeting, as it has not been the last two. If it had been, we would have had a proposed budget out of the LSB foregoing the Finance Committee, which is proper. So I relent.
Thank you, Duane. I'd really like to get a quick report from KPFK, but I'm going to just say briefly, one of the advantages of the fact that we have some budgets already, we can start to work on them and see if anything develops at the other stations that don't have budgets yet. And failing that, I would advise all parties to gather together what financial data they'd like to have considered when we, in the eventuality that we do pick up that budget without it being approved by the Finance Committee or the LSP, that they'll have the information ready to present. Teresa, I think, just 1 second, Fred. Teresa, I think you're entitled to come back, but I might ask for your indulgence to perhaps not come back with one more comment so that we can get something from KPFK. Are you okay with that?
Well, I'm not playing games. I've been accused of playing games and being political, and I'm not. And I'm sorry, but I have to respond to that.
Well, safe to say we understand you disagree,
I have never said that I would not meet, and if the chair wants to call a meeting tomorrow, I will be there. And I don't know of anybody that wouldn't meet. So, you know, it might not be a pleasant experience, and we might, you know, have some animated discussions. But I'm looking forward to it, and I'm not the one stopping any meeting. So thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank you for being brief. I know we could go on that subject for quite a while. But let's go to, did I hear Fred offering to speak on KPFK?
Fred does offer to speak on behalf of KPFK. You want me to
please, Fred,
to say something?
Yes, please.
Okay, well,
yes,
the situation at KPFK is last month the LSB passed a motion that was sent to it from the local finance committee to basically reject management's budget. That budget had gone through 6 or 7 iterations. Lots of time was spent by Kim Kaufman, the local finance chair, meeting with management to try and get a budget into shape that we could accept. And the budget that we finally got from management was just unacceptable, and we requested that the LSB reject that budget, which it did at the last local LSB meeting. So we don't have a budget to present to the NFC. People at the local finance committee are willing to work with the NFC and making taking the last budget that we got from management and making the necessary changes to make it realistic and presentable to this committee and to the PNB. And I think that I don't know if there are any more details I need to present. We just felt that the budget that was presented to us by management was too unrealistic. There are basic things left out, basic documentation. We felt we had given them a detailed list of what we felt were realistic numbers for the lots of the expenses at the station, and none of those were incorporated into their budget. It's unfortunate that it was a situation. The big item, like the fund, the user support income, was not documented or presented in a way that it was acceptable to us. It was completely unrealistic. And we couldn't really discuss salaries because those were currently under negotiation and reductions were made, but insufficient for what the level of our income is.
Thank you, Fred. I'm going to ask you to let me make a quick comment and then go to see if Polina has anything to add. Were you done?
I'm done.
Wonderful. Just very quickly, I'm going to say that the same as I said for KPFT, in the eventuality that we may not get a budget, let's have all parties gather together what data they would like this National Finance Committee to consider in putting together a budget. And also, again, as we're looking at budgets that we do have, that will give you time to hopefully make, you know, another stab at it if possible. And we'll take it from there. And now I'm going to ask Polina if she has anything to add from KPFT.
KPFK.
I'm sorry, KPFK. Sorry.
No, well, only seconding what Fred just said, that's exactly what the situation is. And I think that also we have some issues with central services from KPFK that we need to take up promptly in order to actually be able to come up with a good budget. And I am willing to, I would say we should just submit to the process agreed upon by the National Board and sent to us, to the Finance Committee. So it sounds like we might be taking up KPFK's budget because I don't think it's going to be resolved anytime soon by the LSD. The LSD has approved the motion not to accept the latest iteration of the budget, which was not acceptable. Thank you. That's all.
Thank you, Polina. I will say that the national office is sorely missing KPFK's central services, as is the network. So hopefully we'll be able to get resolution on these things. So I think we are out of time.
James, Chris Corey, can I just make one very quick comment about the KPFK budget?
Go ahead.
I know we're out of time, so I promise to be brief. When we're putting, if it ends up being us or the NFC of the of KPFK that puts this together, keep in mind that it should try and follow the guidelines that have already been put forth by the PNB, namely that there's supposed to be a 30% cost reduction, I believe that's the figure. You can go back and look at it from the PNB, but I'm sure that the manager at that station did not present that kind of budget, because I remember him coming before the PNB many times and no such budget was ever presented to the PNB. So I'm just saying that that should be the goal. That's all. That's all I wanted to mention is that if it doesn't meet or exceed that goal, it's failing to comply with the request or demand, I guess, would be a stronger way of putting it, that was already made by the PNB. Thank you.
Yes, and I'll just remind everyone, we don't want to mention positions or employees specifically in these discussions. And also, Chris, that motion it's as I said earlier, it's still in the chair's notes at the top of the agenda. And so whenever you forget what the percentage is, it's right there. It's 30%. You're absolutely right. So that being said, I think we are at time. Perhaps our Paul would like to call for the orders of the day.
Why don't you just say we're adjourned?
Because I thought I'd give you a chance to do that. I thought you enjoyed that. All right. So, yes, we're adjourned. Thank you very much. And let's roll up our sleeves. We got a lot of work to do. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, Anita. Thank you.